Welcome to a full moon practice. I am recording this session on the eve of the full wolf moon. So the wolf moon all around, all about intuition and inner wisdom and operating from that space within us. So whether you are saving this, bookmarking it, writing it in your calendar, your agenda for the next full moon, or listen, we all know that these sessions find us when they're meant to. Maybe it's the new moon, maybe you're somewhere in between. Full moon or not, consider this session an opportunity to become aware of, or really reconnect to what we already know, reconnect to the natural cycles and rhythms, not just of the moon, but of life. Shedding, releasing, letting go, a rebirth, yes? We can learn a lot from the cycles of the moon. So this practice is one to clear space, to carve the way for the brand new. And in order for transformation to occur before we can regenerate and start new, we have to do just that. We have to let go of all that has served its purpose and is simply finished, expired. We tend to look at or label all that may be weighing us down, right, as bad. It's not. It happened for a reason. It gave birth to some wisdom, some intuition, inner wisdom. It has just expired. It's finished. So let's deep dive again, full moon or not. This practice has found you exactly when it's meant to. So, as always, do your best to minimize any and all distractions so you can truly, fully deep dive and soak up all the benefits from your practice today. Minimize any and all distractions and maximize warmth, comfort, and support. Find that symmetry in the body, spine nice and long, scooped pelvis, tucked chin, support under the head, the knees, maybe heels, tail, arms, and or hands. A blanket on top of you, eye mask, eye pillow, eye coverings. Remember, body temperature drops in this practice, so even just having an extra blanket handy off to the side can be helpful. Lay your body down in a way that ensures comfort, ease, and support. So laying your body down, supporting your body in a way so that the body can find that deep rest. You can really start to slow down and really allow for this letting go that I've been hinting at not so subtly, right? Ultimately, you know your body best. So take a breath, tune in, and follow that inner wisdom, that inner guidance system that is always speaking to you. Maybe you need to draw the shoulders in and down. Maybe once again, elongating the spine, finding a soft spaciousness through forehead, eye sockets, throat, neck, belly, whole body. Feeling soft, supported, and spacious. Today, we'll dive into our full moon yogic sleep meditation. And all you have to do, as we all know really, is nothing at all. There's no doing, just being. Listen to and follow along with to the sound of my voice as best you can. Our body's now given permission to slow down, to gradually become still and quiet. And this stillness translates and ripples into the mind and the spirit as well. First body, then mind, then spirit, finding stillness, softness, quiet. Could you feel that? Could you invite that? Body still, mind still, spirit quiet. Of course, thoughts will probably pop up. There's no need to fight them or label them as bad, right? We're walking away from that tendency, that outdated tendency. Doesn't mean you're doing it wrong. I did air quotes there if you need the visual. Doesn't mean you're doing it wrong. Let thoughts come and let them go. There's that parallel there, right? When you can practice letting them come, by default, you practice letting them go. No worries, no stress, no strain. Just keep coming back to the sound of my voice. Boomerang back to it. And like anything, this is a practice. So be gentle with yourself. And remember, you are strengthening that yoga nidra muscle. You're rewiring all of those now outdated neural pathways. We're doing that here together every single practice, always receiving the medicine that is needed. Mind, body, and spirit. You have the power to heal yourself in a gentle, kind, and effortless, truly magical way. So really settle in now. Any final adjustments to feel yourself grounded, safe, secure, and ready, deserving, worthy of receiving, ready to receive. Remember, don't worry if you don't hear everything I say. It's very natural to float or almost hover in and out of this conscious awareness. Sleep equals needed rest. So if you do sleep, trust in that. Trust that you'll still absorb, you'll still hear all of those benefits, right? That deepest part of you is always listening. So keep following my voice. Do the best that you can here. Open to receive your medicine. Take a long, slow, smooth, deep belly breath in through the nose. Through the mouth, sigh it out. Through the nose, inhale this luminous light of the moon. Exhale any darkness that you're done with. Like a dark mist, let it go. Breathe in that luminous, sparkling, healing light of the moon. Exhale any darkness that you are finished with. Really let it go. Let's do one more like that. Inhale, healing light of the moon to every pore, crevice, cell, organ. Exhale the dark. Let it go. And now for our full moon practice, our letting go practice. Could you just focus on inviting, cultivating, feeling stillness and heaviness in the body. Relax the mind, focus on being right here, right now. Letting go of any worries, tensions, stresses, burdens. Relaxing, trusting, and letting go. And notice now how your breath is moving in and out of your beautiful body without any effort. Just notice. Notice your breath and be aware of its steady, rhythmic, cyclical flow in and out. Easy breath in and out. Noticing how with every in-breath, the belly rises and creates fullness in the lungs. And with every out-breath, the belly drops and your body sinks deeper and deeper into the earth. Just breathing here. Letting go breath by breath and sinking into a deeper relaxation. Every exhale, feel yourself settling more and more into the earth. Every exhale, feeling your body let go even more. A deep sense of peace, stillness, and quiet now. Let's set a sankalpa for this practice, an intention, a wish, your heart's deepest longing or desire. Each of us has this longing deep inside. Maybe it's a mission, a goal, a dream, a wish. Essentially, it is anything, something that gives life meaning and purpose. Feel that. Feel into that. Explore that. It's with your sankalpa that you are aligning, remembering your deepest truth and vowing to live it, to incorporate it day to day, breath to breath. So take a moment here, allowing whatever is arising to arise, whatever wants to pop up, to pop up. Maybe there's kind of an essence of something first. Let it all arise. And maybe you choose to use a statement in the present positive tense. An example, I release all that I am done with. I let go. I am creating space. I embrace change. I am open and receptive. I am now free. Fill in your own blank or your own blanks. Create your unique to you sankalpa. I am now living my highest truth. I am now happy and healed. Let it arise. Create and then state to yourself mentally your sankalpa 3 times. 3 times to download it, to anchor it in, to set the tone. Now we tune into the senses. So bring your attention to your senses and allow each one, each perception, each experience to come to you. So no need to go looking, no need to grasp or grab. Let the perceptions, let all the experiences come to you. First, tune in to the sense of touch. Simply notice where and how your body is resting. Notice that connection of the back of your head. Notice the back of your neck and shoulders. Notice your spine, your hips, the backs of the legs, the heels. Feel that connection of the earth supporting you. Now tune in to the weight of your blankets or your clothing, that sense of touch on the skin. Now begin to tune into, to open to, your sense of sound. Letting your ears now take in any sound outside this room. And then slowly begin to take in the sounds inside this room. No need to name or label, just let the vibrations come in, let them come to you, then flow out. We now begin a scan of the body, where you will use your mind, your senses, to bring attention and focus, feeling to the various body parts that will be named. All you have to do is be. Listen, follow along effortlessly. No need to move the body part. Just let your awareness gently rest and land down. Note your experience. Let it come to you. Starting with the right side, just bring your awareness gently to the right side of your body. Then land that awareness into the experience of the right hand thumb, second finger, third finger, fourth finger, pinky finger, palm of the hand, back of the hand, right wrist, forearm, elbow, upper arm, right shoulder, armpit, right rib cage and chest, right waist, hip bone, thigh muscle, calf of the knee, lower leg, inner ankle, outer ankle, right heel, sole of the foot, arch of the foot, right big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe, little toe. Feel the entire right foot together. Now, slide and broaden your awareness into the left side of the body. Then land the awareness, have an experience of the left hand thumb, second finger, third finger, fourth finger, left little finger, palm of the hand, back of the hand, left wrist, forearm, elbow, upper arm, left shoulder, armpit, rib cage and chest, left waist, hip bone, thigh muscle, calf of the knee, left lower leg, to left inner ankle, outer ankle, left heel, sole of the foot, arch of the foot, to left big toe, second toe, third, fourth, fifth toe. Feel the entire left foot together. Now come to the back of the body, the back of the head and neck, the back of the right shoulder, and then the left shoulder, an experience of the right shoulder blade and then the left, the right side of the spine, the left side of the spine, the right seat muscle, the left seat muscle, the back of the right leg, the back of the left leg, right heel, left heel, both heels rooted together. Now flip the awareness into the front of the body. First, experiencing the forehead and the eyebrow center, then the right eyebrow and the left, the right eyelid, left eyelid, the right eye, left eye, right eye socket, left eye socket, the right earlobe, left earlobe, right cheekbone, left cheekbone, right nostril, left nostril, upper lip, lower lip, the tongue, the chin, jaw, throat, right collarbone, left collarbone, the chest, the belly, right hip bone, left hip bone, front of the right leg, and front of the left leg. Now bring your awareness to the entire right leg, whole right leg. Now the whole left leg, and then both legs together. Feel sensations merging now. The whole right arm, the whole left arm, and both arms fusing together. Now bring your awareness to your whole body, from your face, your head, your arms, torso, and legs. Bring your awareness to the whole body. The whole body releasing and letting go. Now I want you to picture and imagine, feel in your mind's eye, a full moon, white, bright, luminescent. Have an experience of the deeply healing light of the full moon. Now, could you breathe this light in through the heart, up to the third eye? Then exhale this milky white lunar stream of breath down from third eye to the heart. So breathing in, back, and up to third eye. Breathe out, forward, and down, back to the heart. This orbit of breath, spinning around and around this milky white, healing white stream of breath. Inhale through the heart, exhale through third eye, an orbit of healing white lunar breath in this way. Never-ending cycle, a continuous circle of breath. see, feel, experience the white, the light of the moon in and up through the heart, down and out through third eye. Each round releasing, each round starting anew. Now inhale the light from heart to third eye. Land here at that blank screen behind closed eyes. Seeing on this screen now, stacked logs for the fire, a tennis racket, a cross-legged frog, a string of rainbow twinkle lights, the page of a calendar. What month is it? Red ink, a spinning globe, the mane of a lion, tree bark and dripping sap, a hot buttered pan, church choir, an echo inside of a cave, blades of damp grass, a shadow, a wooden ruler, fingernails, blue pen ink, a single tire swing, snake skin, bottom of a well, incense burning, a warm smile, the strap of a purse, kangaroo foot, shadow, shadow, the light that casts this shadow now lights up the screen of your mind's eye. We will now go on a journey. And this journey takes place in a log cabin deep in the woods. And as we journey on, let your mind be free to travel, to explore, to experience. No need to force or control, no need to become attached to any single setting or image or experience. In your mind now, you are the traveler about to embark on and enjoy your adventure. Imagine now that it is a beautiful, mild, yet slightly chilly summer evening, and you are in a log cabin deep in the woods. And even though it's slightly chilly outside, you are warm and cozy here inside. You sit in a large cushy chair right next to the warm crackling fireplace. You feel its warmth on your hands, your face, even on the fronts of your legs and the tips of your toes. Feel this deep warmth of the fire, completely basking in it, hearing the crackling and the popping, the flickering flames, the golden yellow, orange, and even blue flames that are dancing in the fireplace, illuminating the shadows of the room. Your entire being is focused on the dancing flames and the captivating movement and warmth of the fire. This warmth enveloping you, hugging you like a cocoon, completely absorbed in the quiet, magical beauty of the fire. And then, as if on cue, your gaze looks off to the right, to the wall, and the large window there of the log cabin, gazing outside now, and observing an entirely different kind of light. You see the still rising full moon. This magnificent silvery white light illuminating the night, illuminating the dark. And as if being pulled by this magnetic intuitive force, you know that you must go outside now to really see and experience this moon and to fully feel its energy, the power that the moon is wanting to share, to give, to gift you now. So, you slowly stand up, walk towards the door, soaking up a few more ounces of that heat to take with you. You grab your favorite coziest sweater hanging over a wooden bench next to the door. You put it on joyfully and step outside. And the moment that you do, you feel this welcomed rush of cool, crisp summer air on your cheeks, on your hands, and down the curve of the back of your neck. A surprising contrast to the warmth of the dancing fire in the log cabin. You pause to bundle up a little tighter, a smile on your face, feeling ready, curious, and excited to wander off into this mysterious, moonlit night. Absolutely mesmerized by this silvery white light surrounding you, feeling your eyes adjust to the inky black night, you set out on a path that feels very well known to you. The soil and the moss softening each step as you go, observing all of the shadows being cast by the moon. The shadows dancing in and out of the trees and across your path as you venture forward. You even see your own form in the shadow, joining you on your trek. You stop and pause for a moment on the path to simply breathe in this pristine, cool, crisp, and luminous surrounding, to fully experience the deep, quiet, and still night. And as you are deeply absorbed in this magical stillness, in the depth of this moment, you suddenly hear the distinct call of a wolf. So you close your eyes and you listen, letting the sound of the wolf wash through you. Then when you open your eyes, your gaze leads you directly to this wolf. The wolf, seated, gazing at you not very far. The wolf is looking directly at you, seated completely still. spine tall. For a moment now, you lock eyes with the wolf. And then all of a sudden, the wolf abruptly starts running and runs right past you. You feel this breeze wash over you, this perfectly executed run, beautiful, powerful, graceful. You decide to venture further onto the path so you can see, visit, and feel the energy of one of your favorite trees, a giant old cedar tree. Once you find it, you arrive at the base of the tree. You touch its sturdy trunk, feeling the texture of the bark, scratchy yet soft and sweet at the same time. You can even smell the sap. Your hands feel the stability of the tree. And then suddenly, a light breeze picks up and the branches start to move around and dance. You can feel the movement of the tree, the hand still on its trunk, on the bark. And then one of the branches comes close to you and you grab a hold of it. You pluck off just a tiny bit of the cedar. And you intuitively rub it between your fingers. Closing your eyes, you breathe in and drink up the magical healing essence, the aroma of this beautiful old cedar tree. You then turn around and you lean your back against this magnificent tree. You close your eyes. And you reflect on this enchanted, engaging evening full of light and dark, silence and sound, motion and stillness. And within it all, you feel a deep sense of release, a shedding, a letting go. And as you let go of the fears, the burdens, the heavy, as you let go, feeling whole now and full of reverence, clarity, awe, and bliss, feel that. Now, the moonlight shines through the cracks, through the branches, the leaves, through the trees, creating patterns and shapes onto you into the path in front of you through which you came. This peekaboo of light, the light of the moon casting its light and its shadow to spell out the words of your Sankalpa, repeating it 3 more times and basking in its power. Basking in the power of your Sankalpa, the light of the full moon, simply resting right here. Maybe you lay your body down. Find rest right here until you hear the sound of my voice again. Time to let go and then bask in your bliss. And as you are hearing the sound of my voice again, anchor back. Begin to become aware of your senses, aware of your body. Bring your awareness back into the experience of the room that you're in, coming back online. Maybe you begin to hear the sounds around you, within you, feeling the weight of your body on the earth, the weight of your clothes or coverings on you. Feel your breath, that gentle movement in and out. You can remain, keep basking in stillness, or keep basking and find some intuitive heart-led movement, stretches, wiggles, smiles, shimmies. Maybe you curl up onto your side. You can stay on your back, flip to your belly, or rise slowly to a seat. Pause and taking some time here to honor this sweet space where transformation is happening and to honor yourself within it. Feeling a deep reverence for the teacher of the darkness, a clarity of the importance of contrast, of balance, dark and light. Feeling grateful, feeling a joy for this new way of being, this new beginning, this new space to only venture forward into, this new space to bask blissfully in right here, right now. Pause, be grateful, breathe. And feel the shift, basking in it for as long as you need. With hands at my heart center, I bow to you. Our practice of Yoga Nidra is now complete. Namaste, dear friend.